This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 24th, God's word for you today is DIY. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezra 8, verse 23, and it says, "So we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God will take care of us, and he heard our prayer." Today, we will go further in our final thoughts from yesterday. Matthew 17 verse 21 says, "But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." When Jesus saw the demon-possessed boy, did he say to the father, "Wait, let me go and fast and pray first"? Therefore, if Jesus says, "This kind does not go by prayer and fasting," what does that mean? Jesus is saying, you need the extra that prayer and fasting bring to spiritual things. You must fast and pray before it is required of you. If you wait until it is required of you, it will be too late. This is why in God's Favorite House, at the beginning of the year, we take time out to fast and pray. Again, it is because you must have engaged it before you can produce it. Jesus said, "This kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." This kind actually means this lineage, this species, this category of demons. Interestingly, people have said to me that fasting is an Old Testament thing. When people do not want to obey God, they just say that everything is in the Old Testament. This is Jesus talking about fasting. When the disciples of John the Baptist asked Jesus how come his disciples do not fast, Jesus said, "They will fast when he goes." Luke 5:33-35. Please read. Jesus said, "This kind, this lineage of opposition." There is a type of opposition that you will face that only bows to fasting and prayer. And guess what? You cannot outsource your prayer and fasting. There are some things that you cannot get done without fasting and prayer. It is just not going to happen. There are things that God is going to produce through you in the second half of this year in Jesus' name. Some things will be created through you this second half in the name of Jesus. Some of those things cannot be birthed apart from prayer and fasting. In the book of Esther, Esther met a challenge and her uncle said to her, "You have to tackle this for a greater cause. You, Esther, must represent your people." Esther resisted initially, but eventually she succumbed. How did Esther tackle that type of opposition? Please read Esther 4, verse 16. "Certain things have been written concerning you and your destiny, things that are like a law. And the only way to change it is to position yourself in fasting and prayer. Even though it is established law, you can change it. But you cannot change the law with kid gloves. You have to give it what it takes. But are you ready to give it what it takes? This second half of the year is going to be amazing for you, according to God's intention and plan. But for some people, what is written concerning them, like a law, is contrary to that greatness. To change the law, you must overcome your belly and your appetite for food. You cannot get some things done without fasting. If you cannot overcome the power of your belly, how can you overcome the power of the enemy? You have to overcome the power of your belly, but you cannot outsource it." Let us pray. Father, even as I pray and fast, let every writing contrary to my destiny be wiped out completely in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.